Your potential for the unknown limits, Kingdom Fitness Recreation, where we achieve health and wellness through activity, all in all, to build better people. We love you, and check us out. This is KL The Roar.
Yay, yay! We are live. I think we're in San Bernardino, California.
Santa Clara.
Somewhere.
Wherever the 49ers play.
Yeah. So I know a 49ers fan and family could be tuning in. Fallon, if you're out there. but this is KF The Roar. We are live, man. We have the blue screen, not the green screen, but the blue screen working. Once again, as Kevin was in episode 3 in his bag, he is digging deeper and deeper.
Playing around, making it fun.
Yeah, man. And that's all it's about. I mean, it is enjoyable. It is a good thing to see. We are live on Facebook, so I didn't want to go on IG because I haven't fully dug in my bag on figuring out how how the blue screen will work and stuff like that. Didn't want to have two different backgrounds. But all in all, man, I am your co-host, Drexel Perkins.
And I am the one and only Kevin Allen.
And this is KF The Roar, man. Season 6, episode 4. We coming at you. Hopefully everybody is enjoying their week. The week has been fulfilling, enjoyable, change, fun for me with everything new, with additions to life. But on the outside, physically, but a lot of some new things, which I'll probably dive into a little bit internally and spiritually and stuff, which I'm always grateful for that growth for sure, because that changes everything on the outside. So, but how everything been going for you, bro?
It's going good. You know, same thing, just moving around a whole lot.
A whole lot of moving,
a whole lot of working.
Yeah.
But not just enjoying life, enjoying every single day that right. Wake up and be able to do what we love to do.
That's what's real. That's the truth. Is there anything you doing? Are you taking off tomorrow?
No.
So happy Good Friday to everybody out there. And we're just going to hop into that first of all. If you have not accepted your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, any opportunity is a grand opportunity. All opportunities is a grand opportunity. This day, this week, this timing, I'm going to just say in specific, is the perfect timing. Or a perfect timing, because of the fact that it is the celebration of Jesus Christ's resurrection from the dead. And it is a pinnacle to all of our lives when it comes down to him saving us. And so, you know, one of the biggest major things that he saved us from our sin and sins, and he bared them all. Basically, he took on all those sins for us. And so, so that we can live, and as Kevin stated, have this life on a daily basis, being blessed on a daily basis, doing what we want to do, enjoy to do, all the while striving to glorify him in everything that we do. To really get the fulfilling and fulfillment of this day, this week, this weekend and stuff. Salvation is a big, major part. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, basically, anything that that can perish in this life, physically and eternally, God already took care of that as far as keeping those things alive, or the liveliness of it all, and well-being. And he just desires that we accept him through his Son, Jesus Christ. That was the only way. That is the truth. And that is the life. So we invite you to Christ. And that's, if you want to, you know, accept him as your Lord and Savior, it's a, I would say, a quick prayer. It's an easy prayer, but it is a prayer that takes your belief on the back end or alongside with it. And it's a one-time thing. It's not like, you know, many times you got to do it, although it's not bad if you have. I know I have been to the altar a couple of times when I was immature in my understanding. But, you know, it's a one-time ordeal, and it's a great thing for everybody's life. So we invite you to it. If you got any questions, want to, you know, go through the prayer and stuff like that, just hit us up at kingdomfitness10@gmail.com. That's kingdomfitness, the number 10, @gmail.com. So, boom. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter to all those out there and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, lion roar for Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because he is the Lion of Judah.
Yep, yep.
But other than that, man, so you got any plans? Y'all have any plans?
Some little, get some crawdads.
Yeah. The price back? The price went up? Price went down? Price is back?
I don't know. I think it's down.
Yeah.
It's midway down. I think, I think last time I got something, it was like $5.99 a pound.
Okay.
A week before that, so.
I'm surprised my wife hasn't got any. That is a amazing thing in itself. Are you, you know, pound for pound, your wife, how much can she throw down and how much can you eat?
Style usually about 5. I'm good with between 3 to 5. She could probably eat 5 or 7, maybe 10. Probably close to like 7 pounds or something like that. But she flies through her stuff, and I just take my time and eat mine. So
yeah, so get the savoriness out of it.
Yeah, so if we both got 5 pounds, I'm gonna finish like 30 minutes after she does, because she just next.
Yeah,
like, you enjoying the contest? I'm just chilling. There's no rush. They ain't going nowhere.
Right, right. Peel and pop.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you get full? Or do you like need really. Something? It's like a big appetizer and you still go get something to eat afterwards.
If I eat 5 pounds of crawfish, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Like, it's not, it don't really fill me up, but I know that I don't need to eat nothing else after that.
Gotcha. I'm good with the corn and potatoes. I mean, I don't even count the poundage. If I even get to that, I could just do, you know, a good bit, and then just give me the corn and potatoes. I'll be straight.
More like so. A month ago, I got one of them little at Rouse's little Ziploc bag, little 1 pound bag.
Got it.
That's all I needed.
Yeah,
get a little taste.
Yeah. I don't know what's to come. You know, it's Good Friday. Probably going. Somebody gonna do something. And if nothing, that's also okay with me. I'm fine. After work in the morning, you know, I'm chilling for the most part. So ain't trying to do too much if nothing too much is happening. If you got anything going on out there, any of our viewers, listeners, you know, if you're willing to share, Don't mean we coming to your house. Or we might, if you leave an address. But just put in the comments and stuff how y'all enjoying Resurrection Sunday, Easter weekend. So one thing that I am doing, one thing we are going to do, is we're going to do some lamb on Sunday for Easter. Just because of the fact that he has risen. He is the Lamb of God. And we're going to cook lamb. But that is like my my new, I ain't going to say new. It's my like holiday favorite meal or meat of choice. Pause. To have as of recently, shout out to my homie Rogers, always having lamb chops or whatnot for Christmas. But you know, we'll do that, and I don't know what else we'll have with it, but I do enjoy it. And then mom's birthday is on the 1st, so we're going to do something. We're going to figure out something. But
April Fool's.
Yeah, April Fool's, right. Right. So it's going to be a fulfilling weekend for sure. Other than that, just big time chilling. But all in all, on the health topic, other night is for sure is, you know, to whenever doing all these things, go and do all these things, do all these things in moderation and stuff. It's a good tip. I'm gonna just throw that out there. I ain't telling you what to do. Here's a good suggestion. Here's a health tip, is to do all these things in moderation. Just because of the fact that the body, meat does not digest fully in our system or through our system. And so just being mindful of those things, having you some fiber, some healthy fiber somewhere around, use some green and stuff. Try KF juices, you know, use some healthy things in your body so that your palate is smooth and those things that we will consume or do will digest fully. So there's the health tip. Take it or leave it. But best believe you might won't believe it. That rhymes. I like it. So moving on and stuff while we in the stadium on on our sponsors for the night.
All right, shout out to our sponsors. We have When I Pull Up.
What up, cuz? I see my cousin Brady Miles Jr. Shout out to him and his wife. Congratulations. I don't know if I ever told you that, but it is live. Congratulations, cuz, on y'all marriage. Appreciate y'all tuning in, or you tuning in.
Cool. So shout out to all our sponsors. We have Walk-Ons, Sherwin-Williams, Main Squeeze, Kingdom Fitness, Dante's Bail Bonds, Dick's Sporting Goods, Quality Engineering, Regimen Fitness, Ascension, Crown Trophy, Red Stick Sports, any season, any reason. Harvest Supermarket,
yeah,
Mooyah, Burgers, Fries, and Shakes, Core UFC Gym, Supertent, River Parish Physical Therapy and Wellness, Monogram and Unlimited, Community Coffee, Chipotle, Defy, Chick-fil-A, Tank Proof, Cajun Catch, Sam's Club, Rice and Gravy Hunting Club, Jerry Lane Chevrolet. We are family. We are tradition. We are Baton Rouge.
Sheesh. Come on, man.
Walmart Giving. Somebody K-Paul's Auto TV. Detail. Salad Station. Chad and Jordan Chapman. Gabby Terrio. DMC Diversified Materials and Consulting Incorporated. Gordon McKernan Injury Attorneys. Get Gordon, get it done. Magnolia Financial.
Yeah.
So appreciate all y'all, all the sponsors. If anybody, you know, want to help us continue with what we do in the community and, you know, just show us love that way, we're always looking for sponsors. We appreciate y'all.
Yes, yes, yes. Some big major things happen whenever we collectively do things as one. I never heard, do you have a motto for Super 10?
Not really. Sometimes, but not really.
What would it be? In this hour, or in this...
Let's see.
In these last...
Pizza, bed ingredients.
In these last minutes, let's see if Kevin and I have a motto. I've never heard... I mean, you were stating everybody else's motto. All
right.
Ours at Kingdom Fitness is pulling out your potential, for there are no limits. So there you have it. Pulling out your potential, for there are no limits.
Let's see...
This is good. I never knew. I never heard of you. You were saying everybody else's.
I have like a couple. But I'm not worried, right?
Then do you all have a motto for your own business if you're out there tuning in? Do you have a motto for your business if you're a sole proprietor?
Quality results.
Okay.
Affordable prices.
Okay. I got to get your card. I think you had something on there. I think. I'll have to see. But quality work or quality?
Quality results.
Results.
High quality results at an affordable price.
Top flight security. Gotcha. Well, that's Super 10. Super 10, y'all. So moving on, man. So tonight, man, this may be a series and stuff when it comes down to what we are wanting, to get out there on this message. It's called Not Being Consumed by the World. And so... whenever we're talking about not being consumed by the world, basically there's a lot of things out there in which are always, a lot of things are always trying to pull us in different directions, whether it's through TV, peers, it could be through music, all kind of different genres, commercials, people. There we go. Appreciate it, Deshaun. Deshaun Camp, appreciate it, brother. Appreciate the lookout. Good looking out, man. Appreciate that, for sure. So...
Cousins.
Oh, that's your cousin? Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
Cousins in Dallas.
Oh! Okay, hold on.
Light skin with the glasses.
He had the son?
Mm. Yeah, Kamara.
Okay, gotcha. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Not being consumed by the world and stuff, like we said, whether it's through people, TV, commercials, music, etc. Food. Food. A lot of things are trying to consume us. And stuff, and we as people are called consumers. So what does
let's see.
Hey Siri, what does consume mean? Let's get a definition on this. Okay, so to be consumed or is to eat, drink, or ingest. People consume good deal of sugar and drinks. All right, that's a sentence. To use up, to buy, completely destroy. Usually consume, absorb all attention and energy of someone. So basically it is like to take over, to consume, to be filled with, or to ingest. So everything going inside of our bodies and stuff. I believe we talked on this a little bit. I don't know if it was on here or just in general conversation, but we have our ears, our nose, our mouth, our eyes, think that's it. That things can get into our system. And so these are exits and access, areas of entrance into the body. And so one thing that Jesus says about it, or the word of God, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit, which is Jesus. So there you go. It says in Romans 12:2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. And so it has a lot in that scripture by itself. And that's why I believe this might be a series of a couple of episodes on K of the Roar, just because there's so many things that's out there that can consume us and stuff. So we'll just start with, we'll start with music. So music, for instance, everything starts spiritually and then it moves into the physical realm. So everything starts on the inside and moves to the outside. And some things don't move at all. So one thing about the enemy, the devil, Lucifer, he was the head angel. And basically in God's choir. And he was always praising. He was leading praise, worship, this, that, and the other to God. Long story short, he wanted the throne. So ego, pride got in the way. And then God was like, okay, I'll cast you into hell. You go your own, you could be your own ruler or whatever in hell because of the fact that he is God, I am God, and I rule this. But the enemy has the prince. He is known as also the prince of the world, meaning that he has access to certain things. And one of the biggest things, so if he was the head leader or the choir director, you know, where you think that he's going to try to hit us the most at? And I see it on a lot of different bases. And I hear it in a lot of different bases and different times and can give a lot of different examples of myself or family, friends, whatever, homeboys, homegirls, seen it. So, you know, music is a powerful tool. And then it can change the whole atmosphere wherever. So if you ever been to any party, if you playing love music, dance music, or let's go with love music, you probably got a more lovely environment. But that environment can change quickly if you put on some Lil Jon or some any crunk music that can stir up. You can put on some Boosie, you can put on Webby, Young Boy. You can put on any type of music, country, anything will change the environment. And it's like
death metal.
Right. It's like, bro, like that really changes a lot of things in people. Like just that quick, like next track, right. Boom, atmosphere change. And so coming up, like I used to be like that is weird. I mean, or oddly unique that music has that much of power over us as people, where we are the ones that can control the music, or we are the ones that can control the environment in which we're in, or anything of that nature, if we choose to. And so, I can remember, I'll give you an example. I was at one party in high school, and it was literally like dance music before and stuff. And so we dancing, everybody's dancing, having a good time. And then the next track was like some bucked up or some crunk music or or some right. This is real good. Or some music that that was like just fighting music overall, and just that quickly, like just that quickly, the environment changed, and like literally the young lady that I was dancing with at the time, she like moved and created a space in between us because she seen a dude flying, running and ran right in between us with a bottle and smashed the dude in the back of the head because another dude was dancing with his little sister. And it was just a fight scene. And I'm like, bro, like, first of all, I'm glad she didn't have no siblings, the chick I was dancing with. But like, it just changed, like, just that quickly. My wife says, Juvenile understood the assignment till this day.
Till this day.
Till this day, yes. Whenever anybody here is from the 99 and the 2000, it is just as classic of a song as Michael Jackson is with any of his music. Anybody and everybody across the world knows it's about to go down and you're about to back that thing up. Even if you don't even have that thing to back up, you're going to back up something just because the song is on. So yes, Avery, that is truth. But yeah, it just changed the environment so quickly. And I was just like, bro, like, why is that? Like, how is that? That you being your feelings just that much to want to take action off of the way a sound or beat is and stuff like that. Now you want to go take action upon it. It's kind of crazy, too.
Music provides energy.
Yeah. Even in workout rooms, I mean, yeah, workout, like, you know, remember when we maxing out in college and stuff like that, like, there were certain songs that's going to get people jacked up. But the funny thing is, then when we would go to certain percentages and weight and the song not on, like, weeks after the max, like, okay, now you got 70% of that weight that you just pushed. It's up four sets of six. Yeah, it's a whole different, like, you got to be playing that song on repeat and stuff. But God tells us, you know, to not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And one version says, and do not be conformed to this world any longer by superficial values or and customs, but transform and progressively change as you mature spiritually. And by renewing your mind, focuses on godly values and ethical attitudes so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, perfect in his plan and purpose for you. So one way of changing our life, our renewing the mind, is through and by the word of God, being in tune to the word of God, focusing, reading, studying, being attentive to the word of God and stuff. Because like just as much as we give any of those things or people our time, we should be giving God the utmost timing and stuff. Just because that at the end of the day, he knows you best. He knows us best. He cares for us the most. He gave us his only begotten son, so we should live and not perish. He cares for us the most. He has his, like we like to say, you know, God has a plan for us, or God has my vision, or, you know, that he's given us a good success. You know, he's planned everything before it. But then if I know that he's giving me all those things in advance, then why not spend time with him, you know, or be attentive to his word so that I can find out more about what he has for me and what he's already established. Like, get in line with him. And, you know, it may be deep. It may not be too deep, but it's a real thing. It's a good thing to do. It's just to be focused and be attentive to what God is saying, because a lot of people will say they don't hear God or they don't hear from God. Right. God is not just in volume. God can come in so many ways. God could come to you through the least likely of people and stuff and give you some form message or this, that, and the other. God can come through non-believers just because he created us all. But one thing about God or any relationship, you know, is communication. And you have to be attentive to what's being said, what's being heard, what's being done. And so, you know, if you are one of those people who have heard that statement or think that you cannot hear from God and stuff like that, maybe it's not just because of the fact that you cannot hear from him. Maybe it's us not being attentive to his word and paying attention and seeing, you know, what he's actually saying and giving us. Because any situation, he already got the solution and stuff. So, so from the music standpoint, you know, I would suggest that you got to clean it up because, you know, anything is trying to filter into our system. And right. If, like we stated, if it could change your whole environment or encourage you to do something and stuff that you would not do unless you heard this music right. And stuff. And not saying it's all bad. You really have to be understanding the lyrics and the spirit behind it, the music. But
it's like everything you consume must come out of you.
Sheesh.
No matter what it's food.
That's good.
Everything has it.
That's good. That's true.
So whatever you consume, that's what's
going to come out. So I guess, do we have to act accordingly to the music? Like, are we just that? Like, are we a slave to our music? Are we a slave to food? Are we a slave to, or are we actually the ones that's needing to be ruling or in control of our music or in control of the things that we are putting into our system? Because if, as you have stated, everything got to come out. So do we just respond or just to get it out of us? Like, oh, Boozy on, let me go hit somebody. Like, let me go fight. Right. Let me get this out of my system that I've been wanting to get out of my system. That's why. That's true.
It's like, just like moderation, like with food. You can pretty much eat whatever in moderation.
Yep.
So, same thing with you consume stuff, like seeing stuff, hearing music. It's all whatever you invest your time in, like, whatever you spend the most time consuming, that's what's going to expel from you.
And some things, just like meat, don't digest in the system. So therefore, you can actually have a lot of things that just builds up, and that's called bacteria. Backing up of bacteria. And then your lifestyle could actually be changed because it hasn't come out you at the point that it could have or should have. So now you could be operating off of a bad bacteria, and it's just like continuously over consuming your life, and then that's all you know.
Right.
Or that's all you continue to go to whenever anything arises in your life, rather than, let me go to God. And man, this is good, because I'm seeing this. I'm hearing it, but I see it. Like, that's a real thing. And people get captured into that. And you wonder why your life is the way it is. or it looks like the music that you listening to. Not saying, you know, your life may be bad or whatever, but it could also be an image of, well, what you've been consuming. This is what you believe. You hear this, that, and the other. And the crazy thing, like I was talking to a young athlete about, the crazy thing is none of them jokers actually live that lifestyle that they rapping about, right, or singing about. Like, a lot of them, best believe, these are artists.
Right.
They can paint a picture just like an artist does. They can paint.
They do it to get out of that area.
Thank you. Thank you. They use their talents to get out of the area that it was in and stuff. But they are continuing to feed or put that out into society and stuff. And one thing that I guess, one big like hypocritical thing to me is like, then they receive an award and was like, I want to thank God for this. Like, that just irks. Like you have done so much, you have talked so much bull crap, and then you want to be like, but I thank God for this. Like, but then we be ranting on like how the world needs to change or how we all need to do better or this, that, and the other. And I think, believably so, and we could pinpoint on a lot of things collectively, like we are the problem, we are the solution, like to our own problems. We are, like, we can really, really change a lot of stuff. I mean, it's literally like people that's fighting for, I would just say, fighting for kids or people in the hood that live in hood-ish or hoodish lifestyles. Like, the music is being plugged through there, pushed, but then let somebody die off of some nonsense and stuff like that. Then everybody won't feel bad. And I realized that, yeah, for that day. And I realized that, but nah, like, let's go to the root of the matter. Like, let's see where all this derived from. You know, and not saying that you gonna change immediately. Heck, hopefully so, miracle wise. But I bet you, if you start plugging in not just better or encouraging music, but you start plugging in different ways to go about things, different understandings of lifestyle, different ways to get to that level of whomever you are listening to and stuff like that, to get there legally or to do something in a godly or righteous manner and stuff like that. The things that like are not so popular, to do it that way and show yourself strong and be like the word of God says, improve the good, the perfect, and acceptable will of God. Like, the will of God is the best thing that we can have on this earth because he knows exactly how it's supposed to flow. He's looking out for us. So yeah, man, I believe that this is a major thing, especially with the music. I think the next segment is TV and commercials for sure, because that's a big thing. Like, and I'm not going to dive into it. We'll go into sports and society. But, like, yeah, like everything that you said with the different models for our sponsors and stuff. For some of our sponsors, like, that became a second nature, like repetitiveness. So all in all, like, one little thing that trips me out is seeing people watch that may be sick or fighting a battle of health, right? And then they are watching TV and there's a commercial about
APK,
right,
having your way.
Right. And then right after that, there's some pill.
Yeah.
And talks about how you can eliminate heart disease. But then there's 10,000 side effects.
Right. Like, cause death.
Like, so that's why I think this scripture is so powerful. It's like, do not be conformed to this world, bro. Like, God is, like, really trying to give us the one-up, like, hey, look, they don't even know what they're doing. Like, they going, they saying this, and they are, then they're being hypocritical. Like, they saying, I won't save you, but then they also got the knife behind their back.
Right.
Saying, you know, come with me to this dark alley. Like, so it's something that we need to be more mindful of, just because of the fact that, I mean, hey, your life is in your hands. Your life is in your hands. And I don't want to see, personally not, but then I don't want to see somebody, you know, falter their goodness or the goodness that God has for them just because you wanted to listen to 3 minutes of some foolery.
Right.
Or you caught in your feelings and stuff. So this is part one of do not be consumed and stuff. But we'll move on to sports and society. Final Four is going on both the women's and the men's side. I still haven't and not even looked at a bracket personally. And I'm more so been seeing stuff for women's. They're in the Sweet 16.
I did a women's bracket.
Oh, you did a women's bracket?
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever.
They do a men's bracket and a women's bracket.
Well, that's good,
just
man.
Just fun, just picking teams and stuff.
I never knew that. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, they do it for both.
Shout out to everybody watching, man. Fallon, Mr. Dustin, Avery, Bethany, Miss Sherry. Appreciate all y'all tuning in. Patrick, appreciate it, man. Oh, Patrick Cannon, man. Trying to get you to come play quarterback sometime, bro. Trying to get you on the squad. Trying to get you on the squad. Hit me up. But you think South Carolina gonna win it all?
Yeah, that's who I picked.
Okay. I like seeing Juju. I've seen her play. I like Caitlin. I like the energy. I like the fire.
Yeah, right now I'm in second place in my group.
Okay.
And I'm not watched a game.
Again.
But I'm 85.5% correct.
There you go. Numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie. On the men's side, I don't know what's going on. We'll figure it out.
I catch the Final Four.
Right, straight up. NFL. So the draft is coming up, and we had Pro Day, man. Shout out to give my dog. Shout out to Jordan Jackson, man. Started in December with his training for his Pro Day. And had a great outing. We waiting on some official times and stuff. But, like, his best jump, broad jump here was a 10-4. And he broad jumped a 10-4. And he had four times to do it. So his first attempt was good. Second attempt, he caught himself and he put his hands down. Third attempt, I don't know why they made him do it again. But then his fourth attempt, it was like, all right, like, this is your last attempt. And he jumped further than any of the other attempts. So I'm glad that he was able to get forward. Then he jumped the 35 and a half vertical. Did two reps on 225 bench press, which that's not a bad thing or a good thing. It's kind of like, you know, you're a DB. That doesn't translate all the time to if you're strong or not. Heck, Tyrann Mathieu, the one who said it the best, that these tests don't mean nothing, and he bench pressed three times, and he's still in the NFL. So, yeah,
right.
Have that. But no knock to it for those that can bench press more. I think I did 11 and stuff. And 225 is nothing short of light. Especially if you ain't if you are a football player. Now, if you are in powerlifting, then yeah, you should be doing that right. more so. Or gym jerk and stuff and full of whatever in your system, then yeah, you should consume be it. Consumed with a lot of steroids and energy drinks and stuff and whatever, whatever, then yeah, you might hit more. But it's more so for them big guys. Yeah. You know, your linemen.
Skill position. Skill position. All the flexibility that you can have.
But for him, so he did 3 reps here 2 times when we did like a test pre-pro day. But he came back from shoulder surgery, which was a major thing. And then Nichols was keeping him, you know, healthy and prepared and well for his season or season in, season out. So they'll put the block on his chest and he's not doing full range of motion. So it was a test to get to full range of motion. And that was like at 135. You know, for him to get comfortable there and stuff. I think at 185 was like a month prior to him getting to 225. So we really wasn't working on strength primarily. The biggest thing was getting range of motion first and stuff. Therefore, and we can always add strength because if I get you full range of motion, what they're going to test and look at, then you should be good when it come down to for them. But then, you know, I looked at everybody else, combine and pro day and stuff. A lot of DBs didn't even do their 225. So the numbers are not outrageously huge. But he is right in that whole segment. So I'm proud of him, man. And I'm proud that I'm blessed for sure. To have him going after his dream, and that was our first pro day and college pro athletes, seeing them in high school, training them, and then in college and stuff like that. Like, you know, it's a beautiful flow. So I thank God for the opportunity and great job. I think he did what he had to do 40 wise to be well noticed and known. And stuff. So we hoping for some good things to come forth come draft day and or free agency. But what'd you think about the rule changes? So the hip, no more.
How are you supposed to tackle somebody?
Easy, you pull their flag.
Like, I don't even see what wrong like. With taking man down. Like,
I mean, it's kinda really uncontrollable. Like, it's just like hitting somebody head to head. Like, bro.
Wrap you up and take you down.
Right. Like, I mean, now, it has caused a lot of injuries. I had a injury from it. Now, I ain't mad. I mean, dude just doing his job. I mean, hell, my job is to break the tackle. You know, juke moves, this, that, and the other. But, you know, I rolled my ankle. About 2-3 times just because of the, it was a grip around the waist and they drop their body and twist at the same time, man. Full speed, like, you know, it's a tough thing. But you play the game. You just play the game. And it can happen in anything. I mean, I tore my ACL, which was the worst injury that I ever had. With playing flag football, you know, so it can happen anywhere. But like my wife says, don't get caught. That's what you don't get caught. That's true. Like, build your speed up, get your agility up, get your strength up, stiff arm, whatever, whatever. But it's kind of like really uncontrollable. Like,
yeah, when somebody trying to make a tackle, they're just trying to make a tackle. It's not like, oh, I'm about to hip drop.
Yeah, and I like offense playing it, being that I've played it. And I mean, I like all sides of the ball. But it's like, bro, like, this is taking away everything defense-wise. Like, this is really getting into an offensive everything. Like, it may be kind of boring to see just because the defenders are in their heads, I'm sure they're like, okay, how am I going for this hit? Right. And so, because I can't tackle up high because I might duck my head or whatever the case may be, and I may hit them in the chest with the crown of my helmet or catch their chin or horse collar if I'm trying to chase a man down and stuff like that. I mean, it's kind of like, hell, even if I push him out of bounds late, that might be a personal foul. Right. So it's like, what do you do? And like I told my wife, I was like, well, they're going to just start putting flags on their hips. And that's where it's headed. That's where it's headed. So flag football teams across America, unite. Be ready, man, because it's gonna be something unique to see and bad to see. Deshaun said, "Travis Kelce, a big boy trying to take down." Right, like what you do with Derrick Henry coming right at you? You want me to go head up with this guy, and he had full tilt? Come on, man. Like, all these cats are athletes now. Like, these are all people. Right. These are all people. These are, you know, it ain't just to support the offensive players or to give them so much more praise or whatever. But it's kind of, it's making the things kind of lousy.
And then the kickoff.
Man, just practice drills.
Bro, just throw it on the 25.
Yeah, just down the ball. And it's going to allow rosters are going to – depth charts is going to get way smaller. Hell, you don't even need a kicker. Like, just put the ball on the 25, new right. possession, and just go from there. Right. Just because, I mean –
like, no surprise onside kick.
It was even bad whenever they moved the ball up. Right. No surprise onside. Like, bro, like, that is the beauty of – like, if there's strict plays on offense, it's up, right. You're taking a piece of the game away and stuff. Shout out to the Saints and Sean Payton doing it before they did in the Super Bowl, before they put this rule in place. But it's taking away a lot of the freedom of the game to just play. And then I think it's going to cut out a lot of jobs. I think for a lot of cats that could make it to the league, free agent. Yeah, make a living. Because Roberts for the Saints, number 52, that boy was only on special teams. They had a boy for the Patriots. He may be going to the Hall of Fame just for punt coverage.
Even that's how Shannon Sharp said he got.
Yep.
Like, he earned his playing time and stuff.
Terrell Davis started off on special teams kickoff and stuff. And he was that third string running back.
Right.
They like, seen him flying down the field.
That's where, like, your hardest workers, the ones who want it the most.
Right.
They show up on special teams.
College football is about to.
That's where you're hitting people at.
Yeah. College football is about to be, like, the only thing that a lot of people want to see. Just because there's not these so many rules into it. I hope they don't adopt these rules either.
Because you're supposed to be doing all this stuff just for this year and then going to review it. But
man, you don't need a whole season. Like, just do that.
For the preseason.
Go to a lot of practices. Yeah, do that in the preseason.
Right.
And just be like, eh. All right, we'll go back to the way it is. But even when they move the kickoff up to 5 yards or 10 yards and stuff. Yeah. I mean, cats just running down the field, getting paid for sprinting real good through the back of the end zone.
Kicking through the
goal. They trying to protect their investments. Yep, that's exactly what's happened. I just don't know. It's gonna be. Nothing too wowing to see. Because then you had, like, man, we grew up watching the Devin Hesters, finally in the Hall of Fame. Deion Sanders. What was that white dude? Dwight for the Falcons.
Tim Dwight.
Jeez, bro. Like, hey, between Jason Sehorn and like those were some unique white dudes. Julian Edelman.
Ed McCaffrey.
Like, but like when it like return specialists and stuff like that, like that is a special too, man.
Michael Lewis.
Seen him Monday or Tuesday at the pro day. Beer man. Hell, he was a beer man. Came off the street, made his whole living, and now in the Saints front office as right off of return specialist. Like, yeah, man, don't rob these cats of this opportunity. All these guys that you know could make it to the league just off of special teams alone. It's still a career. It's still an opportunity. It's still something that you can show a lot of these cats that's trying to get to the league that, hey, you may not be the starter. You may not even be second string, but you can do your thing on special teams.
Right.
You may make a way.
Nice game check. Being on right. The team.
Straight up.
Six plays a game.
Straight up. Right. Pay. Pay. And then the human joystick. Can't forget about him.
Right.
Lord, is he even in the NFL? I mean, Hall of Fame? I can't even think of his real name. From Kansas City, 82.
Kansas City.
I call him the human joystick.
Dante Hall.
Wow. If Hester in the Hall of Fame, I would like to see, like, what's the comparison, like, yards, like, career. Because Dante Hall was a dog to every return. Like, he did some remarkable things. And I don't know if that was, like, same playing time. What we got, Google? Because Devin Hester did this junk in college and pros. And, heck, I mean, Tyreek Hill started on special teams. Because he didn't have no good hands his first year. We checking up stats, man. If y'all know a lot of these players, we talking about the NFL and the rule change. If you're just not tuning in, this is KF The Roar, Season 6, Episode 4. Don't be consumed by this world is the hot topic in our sports and society segment right now. Doing a comparison of Dante Hall, the human joystick, to Devin Hester. Which was Devin Hester, because I don't think he had a... had a nickname. I think Kevin's getting a little split screen going on here. Or something. Doing a comparison. But yeah, this is going to be phenomenal. Because Devin Hester just got into the Hall of Fame. So big shout out to him for that. And finally getting the recognition to get that gold jacket. But Dante Hall was also a monster. And I think he, if not already in the Hall of Fame, is well deserving. I would believe so. And if you can see in our background, if you're just now tuning in, we are at the Lewis, I think it's Levi Stadium. Mm-hmm. Lewis Stadium. Kenneth Lewis. Stadium.
All right, let's see. So career stats, we got Dante Hall. Let's see, kick returns. We got 426 kick returns with 10,136 yards. And 6 touchdowns. Yards per return, 23.8.
Only 6 touchdowns on kick. I know with punt return, it had to be more, way more.
See, punt returns, we got 216 punt returns, 2,261 yards, and 6 touchdowns.
Really? In his career?
Yeah, 12 touchdowns total.
What? Okay, wow. That's, okay, wow.